to a searchbusinessanalytics.com podcast. I'm Craig Stedman, the site editor of searchbusinessanalytics.com, and I'm speaking today with Mark Smith of Ventana Research about performance management technology, how it's evolved, current trends, and what organizations should consider when developing or expanding strategies for using performance management technology. First, about our speaker. Mark is CEO and Executive Vice President of Research at Ventana Research, a benchmark research and advisory services firm that focuses on performance management technologies and processes. Mark is responsible for the overall direction of Ventana Research, as well as its global research agenda. He has more than 20 years of experience in the IT industry and worked at companies such as SAP, Oracle, and IRI Software before founding Ventana Research. He has done research and consulting across a variety of industries, including banking, consumer products, food and beverage, insurance, manufacturing, pharmaceuticals, and retail and consumer services. Welcome to the virtual podcast studio, Mark.
Thanks so much for having me here today, Craig. Looking forward to our conversation.
Great. Well, let's go right to the questions then. First, corporate performance management technology had its roots in finance for planning and budgeting uses. How has CPM software evolved over the years? Is it still primarily for finance departments, or does the technology have a wider reach within enterprises now?
Yeah, absolutely. A great question, because I think a lot of people do sometimes think about corporate-focused performance management as just being for finance. And the reality is that it actually has been advancing quite steadily outside of finance. And in fact, if you probably added up all the activities and improvements to processes outside of finance, most people would actually be quite surprised because performance management has played a instrumental role both at the people level from activities around HR, that being human resources and workforces. It's also played a really important role in the areas of sales and managing performance of sales organizations as well. Of course, in the last couple years, some pretty large improvements in performance management being applied to contact centers and the agents who all of us at one point or another probably picked up a phone and called the 800 number and talked to somebody. And those agents, they got to be managed like everybody else. And there's different kinds of expectations and objectives they've got to accomplish. And those are just a couple of examples. But performance management has been growing quite readily outside of finance, and sometimes we talk about the financial performance management activities just one of many things that need to be interconnected across both business and operational areas.
Well, how broadly has performance management technology been adopted at this point, and what are some of the issues that are affecting its adoption, both pro and con?
That's a great question. I mean, as you look at performance management and you look at adoption across organizations, Unfortunately, what we found in our research is that, companies, they haven't had necessarily that good strategic plan about implementing performance management in a consistent manner across areas. And in some cases, kind of in a more of a haphazard fashion, haphazard being that it's not part of a larger blueprint, but also at the other side is being adopted for the right strategic reasons. I mean, I think in some companies, it's because they know they can actually manage the performance of both their people and processes a heck of a lot better than they have in the past. And especially as companies have kind of leaned out, obviously with the global economy and domestic business environment, companies have become pretty lean. And as they look at places for growth, managing performance is a key agenda item. And of course, you can't continue to do it via the old-fashioned way, which is, phone calls and emails and meetings. But companies realize it's not the most efficient way to do this, and that automation is a really important element of supporting performance management processes. So technology has been growing in the use and deployment. I mean, we've seen companies take on performance management from a workforce and people perspective to actually automate not just performance appraisals, but linking performance appraisals to quarterly objectives and then linking rewards and incentives. And we've seen companies that have went from, deploying that to the top 10, 15% to deploying it out to 80 to 90% of their workforce. We've seen a similar level of growth inside of sales and operations, contact centers. The adoption is actually moving pretty readily. And, of course, many companies, as they mature in their deployments of using technology start to see the importance of interconnecting this, because that's kind of one of the things that companies realize is like, okay, well, the benefit of all this is we make individual business areas operate more effectively and efficiently. Sometimes they may actually operate too good. I mean, what I mean is that you might have a sales and marketing organization operating at peak levels of effectiveness, but the rest of the customer service and fulfillment side of the organization is not. And so you could be, you know, you could be actually setting expectations that can't be fulfilled on, which is in some companies you see customer experience and customer satisfaction issues. So some of these issues that pop up in many cases are making sure that both culturally and that practically that we're actually advancing the company forward across the board. I'm not saying you buy one technology for every, you know, you can't buy one performance management technology for every need in the business, but what I am saying that you could probably put some better planning and some and a better framework to make sure your adoption of technology reaches the full business value, if you know what I mean, Craig.
Right. So historically, CPM software was both expensive and complex. Is it still primarily for large companies, organizations with, say, 10,000 or more employees and lots of internal IT resources?
Well, you know, I guess an interesting point about it being expensive and complex. I think a lot of top-level software used by executives, maybe they had executive scorecards, or they had, you know, put in some better financial performance management capabilities as part of their overall, you know, corporate level performance management efforts. You know, was it expensive? Well, I think in some cases companies saw it expensive, but if you look at the measured value of what it actually enabled via automation of taking data and creating metrics and key performance indicators and linking those things to, you know, strategies, actually finding ways to build better better plans that are automated, both from a top-down and bottoms-up. I would debate that it might have appeared expensive, but the value it delivered was a heck of a lot better than the old way. Complexity is an interesting topic. I mean, you know, as we've looked at companies, companies that say things are complex are also companies that aren't necessarily very technology mature. Or you get people who aren't necessarily well-trained, and so we can't overlook the importance of training people to understand how to use new applications. So I think we've had kind of a array of points here where some companies, well, all companies say, I mean, any money you spend is too much for companies these days, and more resources that, you know, you could have used for other purposes, you know, would obviously impact total cost of ownership. I think your key point, though, is this really still for large companies with, you know, more than 10,000 employees? And the answer is no. I mean, because what we're looking at here is we really, at the end of the day, organizations, private or you know, private companies or public companies, they have particular goals and objectives. They have particular investments into their people and their processes. You know, you got to make sure that you get the full value from those investments. You can't just look at it and say, yeah, did we hit our numbers in the year? You can't just look at the end of the quarter and say, are we off? You really got to find a way to help drive improvement. And I don't care whether or not you're 100 employees, 500 employees, 1,000 employees, or, you know, 200,000 employees. Your challenges are still the same. It's just that you might have multiple levels of organizational structure and your business processes might be a little bit more complex. In any fashion, if you're not helping manage the performance of your assets and your resources and your investments, then you're probably not doing your job properly. Now, can you get these kinds of systems much more easily today? Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things that we've seen is a lot of companies just aren't good at installing applications that they're not, you know, well trained for or understand. I mean, obviously, what I mean by that is a lot of companies have put in CRM and ERP and a bunch of things to, you know, to put transactions into the business. A lot of companies have got a little smarter on data warehousing and BI, but you got to layer on top of business intelligence, really performance management applications that don't just look at historical performance, but actually help you do better planning and better understanding of where you're going. Now, what companies have done to also look at faster ways to do this is look at renting applications. And renting applications is part of what commonly is referred to as software as a service, and then some, and is obviously a subset of overall overall discussion around cloud computing. So there's actually performance management applications now available from quite a few different vendors that you can actually rent, which means that you can log on to the internet, you log on to their site, you sign up for a free trial, you play with it for 5 days, and then what you can do is actually put in your credit card and basically, for so much per month, per year, per employee, you can actually rent the software, which reduces a lot of the internal issues of getting IT resources of free and issues around that. So, in some companies, they'll start off, getting the, some people going in a software service rental fashion, and then if they believe that they need to take it to a further deployment and they believe they got to have internally, then they can do that as well. So there's a lot of options here the companies had that they didn't have, frankly, 5 years ago.
All right. You just touched on this a bit with the discussion of SaaS, but to expand on it, what are some of the key technology trends in performance management today, and what do they mean for prospective users of CPM software?
Yeah, a very good one. And I did mention that there are options now to rent software, which is really nothing new. I mean, if we go back decades ago into the time-sharing days and when company couldn't actually afford to purchase technology, renting time and renting access was, was really the only way that companies could actually use this stuff. And so, renting's one thing, but most importantly, let's look at the business needs of performance management. It is about getting the best performance out of your people and processes. And people have to collaborate. They have to be able to communicate. They have to actually set expectations. They got to adjust. To do that, now a lot of performance management has improved to support collaboration. Collaboration within the context of things that are happening from day to day, week to week, or starting threads of dialogue about how to better achieve quarterly objectives and hitting particular financial performance targets. So collaboration is definitely one of the key things that has gotten a lot better. And, of course, technologies around collaboration have grown significantly, and people realize the time wasted into sending emails back and forth and putting things that are not in context of managing performance. The other thing that has changed a lot is that performance management is not just some annual or quarterly kind of activity, in that technology has advanced to actually know how things are occurring within a day segment or a week segment, and having better notification and alerting. And those could be that everything from, our manufacturing shipment is delayed by 2 weeks. Our materials used to produce these goods is now, the price is increased by 20%. I mean, you look at all these kinds of things that are happening on a daily basis for companies in an intertwined global economy. All these impact performance. Most companies end up waiting towards, end up waiting to the results of what's happened over a month or a quarter, and then they kind of figure out, well, why'd that happen? Instead of actually instrumenting methods to actually keep track of business events and understand their impact to relevant performance targets. So that's definitely a key trend. The other one is that companies realize that the budgeting process from a financial perspective is an annual process of driving control. Finance wants to drive control, spend. But the real important thing beyond just allocating, capital, is most importantly is how well are we doing towards the operational plan? How is sales doing? How's the impact of the customer service activities? How is marketing doing? So the whole role of what we call integrated business planning, and having planning that is used on an ongoing basis to make adjustments. To give feedback loops, because in the end, we want to get to that panacea of having kind of a closed-loop, interactive organization where all the stuff is twined together to understand how things are, the cause and effect of activities that are happening on a daily basis. But until we get to that point where we actually make, a generational leap in both technology and people, There's a lot we can do around planning and collaboration and monitoring things on a more frequent basis, something we call operational intelligence, and the impact towards performance management. So those are just a handful of the key things that companies can really look at, of really looking at performance management from a not just from a strategy or top-level executive, but from an operational framework perspective.
Well, speaking of looking at performance management, what kind of advice do you have for organizations that are looking to start using performance management technology or to expand their use of it? What should they consider first, and what should they ask vendors when they're evaluating performance management products?
Great point. So let's get down to the nuts and bolts of probably why a lot of people are tuning in today, and is like, you know, where is technology at, and how do we get started? How do we evaluate this? And so we've always believed that there's a pragmatic way to look at performance management. There's really kind of three key steps. One, you want to understand performance. Two, you want to optimize it. And three, you want to align it. Align it meaning I want to guide and get it towards our particular goals and objectives. When you think about understand, optimize, and align, we encourage companies to look at how do they assess themselves? Where are they at? Put a mirror in front of your organization. Find out the ways that you want to drive improvement. Now, that could be very different at a kind of a corporate management level compared to how do you manage performance of 2,000 sales reps or 1,000 people across a supply chain of sourcing and manufacturing, distribution, and fulfillment. So we also got to be pragmatic and know that there are nuances of applying a performance management set of processes within particular line of business areas. So if you're in sales and operations, or you're in supply chain, you're in finance, have the right context of your priority of what you're trying to manage, because management processes are different than business processes. And performance management is a lot about putting a management process over our business processes. Now, when you get into looking at this, then there are specific technologies. There's a lot of people who say, yeah, we got performance management software. Well, there are some very unique differences of what performance management is for finance, for HR, for sales, for supply chain. So be cognizant of that. If you can't get a supplier to talk to you about what you can do in your particular line of business area, I'd be kind of concerned. Because there's core things that got to get done to help you understand, optimize, and align performance, but there's other things that got to do and capabilities that you might need specifically within your LOB area. Now, when you consider that, then you need to really take any kind of software purchase and look at how does this help me with my people, with my processes, and that information asset. Because in most companies, they do a lot of this today. It just takes them a long time to get it done. It might take them 2 months to assess the performance of something that, frankly, the company could probably do, you know, 2 days after the previous week. And so technology should be looked at from an automation and also from a usability. A lot of people, you know, you'll get some really, you know, smart people, some analysts, and they won't really look at the levels of people, the roles and responsibilities of people who may not be so savvy or just want to click on a couple of things. We also find companies being more versatile in where their people are located. So even making sure the stuff can be well orchestrated across geographic locations. And we also find the mobility of where people are at, where people want to look at things on their mobile devices. So there's some elements of usability and functionality should be considered. Now, when we look at this stuff, we actually look at this thing from a kind of a value index. What's the value of this software for your company in performance management? And when you look at that, there's some key areas that we look at from usability and capability and adaptability and TCO ROI. We've actually built a 7-point framework, and we've done a lot of the hard work. There's some, you know, a lot of the evaluation framework and evaluation of vendors it doesn't take you very long to get started. There's a bunch of free tools that we provide on our site and are great places to start to evaluate performance management and find ways to drive improvements.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Mark, thanks for calling in and sharing your insight with us.
You bet. Thanks so much, Craig, and good luck to all of you with your performance management efforts.
Okay, and as always, thanks to our listeners for joining us. You can find out more about Ventana Research at www.ventanaresearch.com. That's V-E-N-T-A-N-A research.com. Be sure to visit searchbusinessanalytics.com to find more podcasts, plus news and trend stories, case studies, videos, and best practices tips on performance management, business intelligence, data analytics, and data visualization. And for information about data management, data warehousing, and databases, go to our sister site, searchdatamanagement.com. Until the next time, this is Craig Stedman signing off.